limiting liability and risk. In all contracts, as we have already noted, though it is best to always apply it, the trustee's mere designation of title is not sufficient to limit his liability or remove the risks to his own individual assets. Instead, he must employ the proper language either within the terms of the contract or above or beneath his signature, or in any proper place where it will appear unambiguously, indicating something to the effect of: the property and funds of the trust organization only are liable for contract obligations. Individual trustees or interest holders are not personally liable. John W. Doe, acting as trustee under the Declaration of Trust dated October 1, 2005, establishing the trust organization therein called ABC Trust and not individually. John Doe as trustee and not personally. As trustee but not personally, or without recourse to trustee. Any form of words that will convey uncertain, unmistakable language to the other party that he is dealing with an express trust is sufficient notice under the rule, whether it is necessary to also cite the provision of the trust instrument which limits his liability is a decision left to the discretion of the trustee. To quote Mr. Justice Woods in the case of Taylor v. Mayo, if a trustee contracting for the benefit of a trust wants to protect himself from individual liability on the contract, he must stipulate that he is not to be personally responsible, but that the other party is to look solely to the trust estate. And in the case of Shoe and Leather National Bank v. Dix, the court held, with regard to the promissory note made by the trustees under such limited liability, that it was not within the power of the court to change the trust liability on the note into a personal one of the trustees. That liability on a contract must be determined by the terms of the contract itself, and that a contract entered into under such limited liability, be it a note, agreement, etc., cannot be converted into one under personal liability by law. To do so would be to alter the terms of the contract itself. Furthermore, any such stipulation is ultimately subject to the acceptance of the other party in order to gain validity in the contract.